Вы услышите интервью с телевизионным продюсером. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello and welcome to Job Focus. Today I'm talking to Liz Chamberlain. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Now, Liz, you're a TV producer. Tell us something about your job.
Well, very few TV channels make their own programs these days. They go to video production companies like mine and buy the programs from them. So, I have the ideas for new programs, find the people to make them, and then sell them to TV channels. I set up Videomania 3 years ago to provide entertainment programs for national and local channels. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
So you don't actually appear in front of the cameras, or do you?
My job is really employing the director, the presenter, and everyone else involved, rather than appearing in the show myself. I'll occasionally take the role of the presenter when we're developing a new show, just so that everyone can see how it works, but I won't be on screen in the final version. I leave that to the professionals.
You mentioned that you produce entertainment programmes. I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering exactly what you mean by that. Could you be more specific?
Yes, I realise that entertainment programme could mean almost anything, from comedies to sports programmes. It is possible for a company to produce the whole range of programmes, but most tend to specialise in one type, and you become known for that kind of show. We do all kinds of game shows, so if a channel wants one of those, we're the people they come to.
That's interesting. How did you get involved in that work in the first place?
Good question. There are one or two places where you can do a course in TV production, and that's becoming more popular. But I, like most other producers, started out as a TV researcher. That's the person who finds information out for a programme or arranges for people to be interviewed. You gain a lot of experience and gradually become involved in other aspects of making programmes. So it's a natural process, really.
You've obviously been quite successful, but what do you find most difficult about the job?
That's tricky. It's not like we make drama and have to deal with a lot of difficult actors, which I've had to do in the past and never enjoyed. There's probably room for improvement in the financial planning. I'll sometimes come up with an idea that I'm pretty sure is going to be a big hit, but it'll end up costing us far more than I thought to produce. I think I'm getting better at it, though.
Finally, I know that one of your recent productions, Make a Million, has been a huge success both in this country and, I believe, abroad. What do you put its success down to?
You have to know what viewers want. That's the key. And there's really only one way to do that, and that's to be a viewer yourself and see what they see. I'm amazed when I meet TV producers who spend more time looking at market research than they do watching programmes. It's the time I've spent actually doing what we want our viewers to do that gives me an advantage.
So what do viewers want?
I can only talk about my own viewers. But I think most of them like the fantasy of being on the show. We all know lots of facts and figures and think that we could do better than the people who are actually answering the questions. People like me, who work in television, let them live that dream for half an hour.
I hope you continue doing so for a long time. Liz, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, and welcome to Job Focus. Today, I'm talking to Liz Chamberlain. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Now, Liz, you're a TV producer. Tell us something about your job.
Well, very few TV channels make their own programmes these days. They go to video production companies like mine and buy the programmes from them. So, I have the ideas for new programmes, find the people to make them, and then sell them to TV channels. I set up Videomania 3 years ago to provide entertainment programmes for national and local channels. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
So you don't actually appear in front of the cameras, or do you?
My job is really employing the director, the presenter, and everyone else involved, rather than appearing in the show myself. I'll occasionally take the role of the presenter when we're developing a new show, just so that everyone can see how it works, but I won't be on screen in the final version. I leave that to the professionals.
You mentioned that you produce entertainment programmes. I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering exactly what you mean by that. Could you be more specific?
Yes, I realise that entertainment programme could mean almost anything, from comedies to sports programmes. It is possible for a company to produce the whole range of programmes, but most tend to specialise in one type, and you become known for that kind of show. We do all kinds of game shows, so if a channel wants one of those, we're the people they come to.
That's interesting. How did you get involved in that work in the first place?
Good question. There are one or two places where you can do a course in TV production, and that's becoming more popular. But I, like most other producers, started out as a TV researcher. That's the person who finds information out for a programme or arranges for people to be interviewed. You gain a lot of experience and gradually become involved in other aspects of making programmes. So it's a natural process, really.
You've obviously been quite successful, but what do you find most difficult about the job?
That's tricky. It's not like we make drama and have to deal with a lot of difficult actors, which I've had to do in the past and never enjoyed. There's probably room for improvement in the financial planning. I'll sometimes come up with an idea that I'm pretty sure is going to be a big hit, but it'll end up costing us far more than I thought to produce. I think I'm getting better at it, though.
Finally, I know that one of your recent productions, Make a Million, has been a huge success both in this country and, I believe, abroad. What do you put its success down to?
You have to know what viewers want. That's the key. And there's really only one way to do that, and that's to be a viewer yourself and see what they see. I'm amazed when I meet TV producers who spend more time looking at market research than they do watching programmes. It's the time I've spent actually doing what we want our viewers to do that gives me an advantage.
So what do viewers want?
I can only talk about my own viewers. But I think most of them like the fantasy of being on the show. We all know lots of facts and figures and think that we could do better than the people who are actually answering the questions. People like me, who work in television, let them live that dream for half an hour.
I hope you continue doing so for a long time. Liz, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.